What's going on, guys? It's your boy Big Baby Steve. Thanks for tuning into another episode of Philly Talks. I truly appreciate you guys. You guys know what I every time I come on here, I say I appreciate you guys for playing and downloading the episodes. I appreciate it. Shout out, I didn't know this. Shout outs to all I got a percentage of fan base coming from France. So shout outs to you guys, to whoever's listening to me in France. Thank you. Appreciate it. You know, hope you enjoy the episodes too. You know what I'm saying? Let your other friends know. You know, you know, bonjour. Hey. And I believe also, I think it was France. I think it was Germany. I think I have some people in Germany as well. So, you know, shout outs to you guys too. I don't know no German. You know what I mean? The only German I know is not the good German from like what history has taught us. So I'm not going to say anything like that. So thank you all for listening. It means a lot. You know what I'm saying? And before we get into the episode, big news in the sports world, something that surprised me. Cam Newton has been signed to the New England Patriots for a one-year deal. For some people are saying for pennies on the dollar. But it's just, which is crazy because everybody was wondering who was going to be Tom Brady's successor. And you know what? Cam's not that bad. You know what I mean? I think it's a different way they're going. For the last 20 years, Brady has been a pocket passer. And he stays in the pocket. He rarely runs. But here you have Cam Newton who can throw the ball and he can run too. Like he can gain 10 to 15 yards with his own feet. He doesn't need a running back to do it for him. So if you have a good running back and you got Cam Newton at the same time, I think you might have something here. You know what I'm saying? I think, you know, I didn't think New England would be in the playoff region coming into the season, but you know, now that I see that Cam is joining them, and if they do decide to make him, because I know there's they have another quarterback as well, but they do decide to put Cam Newton as a starting quarterback, I could see them making the playoffs. They would have to hopefully get some more receivers, hopefully, you know, because I don't think really Cam really has anybody right now to throw to in New England, but I'm pretty sure they'll make something happen. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that was just a quick sports update real quick for everybody. If you guys didn't know, a quick sports update. It blew up. I think it was yesterday it blew up. So I thought I'd inform everybody. It's a little stuff going on in sports. But, guys, in today's episode, I'm just talking about not only sharing and giving out good vibes, but letting you know that you should be comfortable with your own sexuality to be able to compliment not only the opposite gender, but also the same gender as well. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're a woman, you should be able to compliment a woman. If you're a guy, you should be able to compliment a guy. You know what I'm saying? Especially for me, at least if you're in my inner circle of really good friends that I consider family, not even friends, just family, I should be able to compliment you without anybody looking at me weird. You know what I'm saying? So I hope you guys enjoy the episode. We're going to go straight to it. So, you know, hope you guys like it. Thanks for tuning in, guys, to another episode of Philly Talks. On this episode, we're going straight into it. Being comfortable with your sexuality. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why this came up right to my head, but I was like, how many guys out there are not comfortable with their sexuality? You know what I'm saying? Where they think that to be a man, you have to do certain things. You got to talk tough, have a deep voice, and engage in I don't want to say violent talking, but like basically be like, hey, don't call me that because we'll fight. And just trying to be a tough guy. Like, I don't know where that came from, where we just feel like those certain things are what makes you a man, whether you're not comfortable with your sexuality. And in the moment you see someone who's, let's say, gay or bisexual, you're like, oh, no, you're gay. And we use the words that we shouldn't use, like faggot. Like, we shouldn't use those words anymore. It's not, it's not appropriate anymore, especially in 2020. But we, but some guys do. Some guys use those words because they think that's a tough guy. They think that by saying that word to somebody who is gay, that it makes them more tougher. It makes them more manly. You know, I never understood why that ever came up as a thing. You know what I'm saying? And to, if I'm thinking about it correctly, I think what brought this up was I was hanging out with Sam. And you guys have heard, have listened to the podcast before. You know who Sam is. He's one of my really close friends. I think of him as a brother. And me and Sam went to go pick up his grandfather. And we're going to take him back to Sam's house because we're going to go watch the fights. And Sam's girlfriend was making dinner and all that. So we were taking him back to the house. And he had said something. He had made a joke, and he was like, and he had told his granddad, I'm just playing dad, you know what I'm saying? And I forget what the joke was, but I remember he followed up saying, like, you know, after being on the wrestling team for so long, we're comfortable enough with our sexualities that we can say something without feeling like, oh, like, we're like, oh, you're gay. You know what I'm saying? Like, we can compliment, each other without feeling suspect, or without the other person feeling like they're suspect. You know what I'm saying? Prime example. When I FaceTime Rick or Sam, and we're talking, I'll say at the end of the FaceTime or something, I'll say, all right, I'll talk to you later. And I'll slide something like, oh, stay cute or something like that. And they'll say something back to me. Or they'll say, stay sexy or something like that. I don't think that's gay at all. I don't think that's suspect. That's me, in a way, complimenting you. Like, oh, stay cute. Oh, you got the nice haircut. You got the nice, good, stay sexy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've never thought of it as, you know, as me giving out a gay vibe or receiving a gay vibe if one of them ever said that to me. You know what I'm saying? And I only bring this up because I remember being out with Sam and Rick one time, and we went out to go watch the fights at, like, I forget where it was. I think it was Buffalo Wild Wings or somewhere. And we had these females with us that also were coming to watch the fights as well. Sorry about that, guys. I forgot to put the phone on Do Not Disturb, so I got a phone call. So now I'm doing the rest of the episode in the car. Hopefully you can't hear the air conditioner. I put it on low, but it's pretty hot. I didn't want to do the episode with the rest of the window open. But back to what I was saying, to the story I was saying. Me, Rick, and Sam had went out to watch the fights with some female friends. And they had heard Rick tell Sam to stay cute. And they all looked at him like a little weird, and then they were like, oh, that's like, how come we don't talk to each other like that? The females were talking among themselves, and they thought it was kind of, not kind of suspect, but they thought it was kind of cool. And they looked at me and said, do you talk like that too with Sam and Rick and whatever? And I said, yeah, like we all say the same thing. And they're like, oh, wow, you know what I'm saying? And for me, being comfortable with your sexuality lets you be open-minded and being like, oh, just because I do this doesn't actually mean that I'm, you know, looking at things in a certain way. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not so narrow-minded that if I compliment one of my really good friends that I consider a brother on his looks, that automatically it should be like, oh, well, you're a little suspect. You're a little gay. Like, no, that shouldn't be what we're about. That shouldn't be what makes me, you know, seem suspect or seem gay. That's just me complimenting one of my best friends. You know what I'm saying? So for all the young men out there and the guys out there who think like that, you really have to open your mind up, especially now that we're in 2020. Like, you know, like, just because someone compliments somebody else doesn't mean that they're suspect. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've never understood that. And I never really had that mentality. Well, I'm not going to lie. Growing up, I did have that mentality a little bit just because of where I grew up and how I grew up. But once after I joined the wrestling team and the football team, I was really more comfortable with not only with myself, but with my sexuality. Like, let me give you a prime example. Slapping another guy's butt. For some people, they're like, oh, that's gay. You just slapped his butt. But for me in the sports world, that's what I would do when I was saying hello to somebody and they were talking to somebody or they were high-fiving somebody. I would be like, hey, what's up? And I was slapping the butt. And they'd be like, oh, what's up? You know what I'm saying? Or after, you know, during a play of a football game and we're all celebrating and I'm, you know, again, you're trying to high-five one person, but he's high-fiving two or three others. So you give him a slap on the butt. Go, yeah, that was a good play, good thing. You know what I'm saying? Same thing with wrestling. You win a big match, you slap on the butt because he's celebrating with everybody else. It's just your way of just like, you know, your own version of another version of a high five. It never made like at no point did that person ever think like, oh, I think Steve's gay because he slapped my butt. Like, no, the only time that's ever happened, and this is a funny story, and I like to tell this story. I've never told this story, but I'm glad I'm going to tell it now. So, a lot of you guys know that I'm a professional wrestler. I started in the company CZW, and I was on their student program for about 2 years. And I was training with Thumper for probably another 2 years. So I trained for two or three years, and then I was in the student program for 2 years. And then I was able to go and book in other promotions and companies as a free agent athlete. You know what I'm saying? Funny story. So there was a kid. I don't know if I should say his name, but there was a kid that was came in after me after I had made my debut on the student shows, and I recognized him because he was one of the young wrestlers that I saw and I knew back in the day in the amateur wrestling realm. Like, after I graduated high school, I came back to my high school and I helped coach. So we would wrestle all these different teams, and he was part of one of the teams that I would see. And I couldn't put his face to anything until a couple of weeks, like a month or two later. Like we were in the ring together and we were doing some drills in the ring, and he goes, I was like, do I know you? Like, or did you wrestle for a team or something? He's like, oh yeah. And he told me what team. I was like, oh, okay. And he knew me as a coach. He never knew me as a wrestler. He knew me as a coach. And I thought that was cool. I was like, oh, well, you know. So one of the things that I would do, since I worked at the Navy Yard for quite some time, it will take me a little longer when we have to do our shows. So we did shows at the time Wednesday nights, and the shows will start 7, 8 o'clock. So I would literally, right after work, I would go straight to the building, and we literally had a small office that we would change in, men and women. We would just change in this small little office space. And when you're going in there, you're saying hi to everybody, and it's hard to shake everybody's hand, but you try to shake everybody's hand. But if somebody's talking, you kind of give them just a slap in the butt, like, hey, how's it going? If they, you know, mostly if they were just wrapping up their wrist, or they were wrapping up their elbows or legs or something, you would just give them like, hey, what's going on, you know, type thing. Especially with me, I got there maybe an hour before the show starts, so now I have to get inside, get dressed, put on my boots, put on my uniform, go to the promoter or the booker who writes the show out, and go, okay, what am I doing? Who am I wrestling? How much time do I have in the ring? Okay, cool. Now I gotta go back and play out this whole scenario with my partner before we get into the ring. So I didn't have time to be like hi to everybody and give everybody a conversation. I'll just slap somebody in the butt, like, hey, how's it going? You know what I'm saying? And I remember this particular student, after a while, at first I didn't seem like he had a problem with it. It only seemed that the one friend he had that he was talking to was like, oh man, that's gay shit. I can't believe you let him do that to you, blah, blah, blah. And I guess it got into his head. And now, mind you, this kid is probably 3 years younger than me. So at the time, I'm 24. I'm 27 now. I'm 24. So he had to be at least 20, 19. And he, 20 or 19 or 20. And he, I guess one day he was like, yo, stop slapping me in my ass. Or, you know what? Like, he, like, I guess he was trying to act tough in front of the one guy who told him not to let me slap him on the ass. So I didn't take anything of it. I was like, what? You know what I'm saying? And he was trying to be like a tough guy. Well, knowing me, knowing that I'm not only comfortable with my sexuality, but if you're going to be trying to be a tough guy with me, I'm going to make you prove it. So I was like, oh, like, what do you mean? Like, we, like, I thought we were, since we're both on the wrestling, we were both amateur wrestlers. We're both doing, like, I thought we were, like, wasn't a big deal, whatever. And he wanted to let me know, like, it is a big deal. He's not, like, his words were, I'm not gay or whatever. I'm not with that gay shit. And that made me offended, because it was like, well, I'm not gay either. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have problem with gays, but, like, I'm not gay. Just because I slapped you in the ass and said hello, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you walked up and we were face-to-face, I would shake your hand. But usually, everybody's just getting ready. It's an hour before the show starts. Everybody's just getting ready that I don't have time to say hello to everybody or wait for somebody to shake my hand. So it's just easier as I'm walking to the back of the office to go get changed. Hello, how you doing? Blah, blah, blah. You know, respect things. So I didn't think anything. At the time, I was a bad guy. I'm one hell of a bad guy. And I knew what he was doing. I knew why he was doing it. And then I just felt some type of way. So I was like, okay, well, now I'm definitely going to do it now. So now you're definitely going to have to do something about it. You know what I'm saying? So I would see him again, and I would, you know, slap him. And it got to the point where, like, a month or two later, he just got, I guess after listening to all his little buddies, like, about it and stuff, like, oh, if you don't do something, you're definitely gay because you let him do it and whatever. He decided I did it. And the crazy part was, at first I didn't do it on purpose. When he confronted me about it, then I started doing it on purpose. And then after the second or third time that I seen him that I did it, I totally forgot. Like, it was, again, it's just common. It was just very common. I wasn't trying to make him feel bad or make him feel some type of way. It was just common. Just quick slap. So this one day we were at a show and, like, I did it. He was like, oh, now we got to fight and whatever. And he got tough. And I love being the bad guy. I love being the antagonist. Like, so I was playing, like, at that time, he wasn't talking or threatening Steve Soto. He was talking and threatening Stephon Pennington. So if you watch the way I wrestle and all that, you know that I'm a bad guy. I'm a bully bad guy that cowers away when things gets, you know, serious. So I didn't think he was serious. So, like, I'm with my persona, I'm like, oh, come on, what's up? And he's literally chasing me around. I'm joking, I'm laughing. And then finally I realized that he was really serious. And I was like, you really want to fight? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the crazy part is you really want to fight Stephon. That's what you're hoping for, that you're fighting. Because I know you don't think you can beat Steve Soto. Like, Steven Soto will fuck you up. You know what I'm saying? I will literally fuck you up and leave you in a pool of your own blood, and I will run through your fucking pockets just to add insult to injury. You know what I'm saying? Like, I, like, really, like, don't, like, again, like, and I don't say this to be cocky. I don't say this to be an asshole. Since high school, I've never walked in a room, doesn't matter if men or women, I've never walked into a room and been like, that person could probably fuck me up. Never. Every time I've walked into a room, I say, I can definitely fuck anybody up in this room. One-on-one, hands. Like, we could throw hands, we can wrestle, whatever you want. I will fuck anybody up in here. And I remember thinking that and being like, you really want to fight me? Like, because I slapped you in the butt, like, and said hello. It wasn't like I slapped it and grabbed it, or it was just like, hey, what's up? Like, so after a while, it got kind of boring. I was like, all right, look, I just won't do it again. You know what I mean? It wasn't nothing serious. Like, it's cool, you know? And he was, and I knew he wanted to fight, which made it even more better for me to be like, oh no, like, we won't fight or anything. I knew he hated that because he had all this anger, and he had to look tough in front of his friends. So in my head, I'm like, even if I fucked you up as Steven Soto, not as Stephon Penzer, but as Steven Soto, if I really fucked you up, you will still get some credit from your friends because they'll be like, oh, at least you fought back or something like that. You know what I'm saying? For me, it doesn't do anything for me. You know what I mean? It didn't do anything for me. It doesn't make me feel good. It doesn't, none of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just beat up a kid. So I said, no problem. I said, like, I won't do it again, whatever. And he was still heated, but I knew I had won. Even though he was trying to look tough in front of his friends, I had won. And I remember literally, it had to be a couple weeks later. I got to the show, and again, I got there a little, not, I wouldn't say late, but usually if the show starts at 8 o'clock, you're most likely supposed to be there by 5 or 6 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? That way you get your stuff on, you got some time in the ring to stretch, maybe get a workout in, just loosen up, and then see who you're working, see who you're going to be working with in the ring. I got there late again, and of course I just go straight into, I'm going straight to the back of the office to go get dressed. Cause I think I had got there a little later than usual. I got stuck at work, and it was supposed to be a big night where I was supposed to win the Medal of Valor. So, which was like the student championship for students. Like, if you're a student, you were the champion of that show if you won the Medal of Valor. So I think it was that night that I won the medal. I was supposed to win the Medal of Valor. And I'm coming in, and I got my bag, and I'm just trying to get to the back to change or whatever. And I say what's up to everybody, and I see the kid, and he's turned around, and I slapped him in the butt. And as I walked past him, I could feel him switch around really fast. And I turned around and said, oh, my bad, I'm sorry, I really didn't mean to. I totally forgot that, you know, we made this deal that I wouldn't do that. I'm just, you know what I'm saying? And he didn't seem too mad. He's like, all right, cool, like, whatever. But I just felt so bad because I was like, you, these young generation, young adults really think that by saying something or doing something, you're automatic. Like, you're so uncomfortable with your sexuality that something like that makes you go like, oh, I'm not gay. And because I'm not gay, you can't do that, and I'm going to fight. And that's why we see a lot of what I would think gay bashing, hate crimes around today. Like, it's literally people who is gay gives them a compliment, and they're like, oh, you gave me a compliment, and then they try to fight them, and it's like, that was so unnecessary. You're so uncomfortable with your sexuality that you had to go and be violent against somebody who gave you a compliment. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's like, why have we become like that? Especially now that in 2020, I feel like America has been more accepting of the LGBT community, that, you know, to the point where, you know, saying the word like faggot or stuff like that it's not cool anymore. If someone hears you say the word faggot, it's like saying the N-word. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, I don't think that's how it's supposed to be. Like, you can't really say that, which I appreciate. You know what I'm saying? But for the young guys out there, if you just are just comfortable with your sexuality, and if you want to give somebody a compliment, give them a goddamn compliment. Don't worry about what anybody else is going to think or what they're going to say. Like, we're done living in the world of people, you know, judging us for no reason. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like now that I do FaceTime and I'm in public, and I do FaceTime somebody like Rick or Sam, you know what I'm saying? I'll say that out loud in public just for somebody to look around and be like, what? Did you just say that? I'm like, yeah, I said that. Is there a problem? You know what I'm saying? Like, I know I'm not gay or anything, but like, you're not going to tell me what I can and can't say because I'm supposed to be affected by your opinion. I don't even know you. You know what I'm saying? After this conversation of, if there's a problem, I probably won't even see you again. So, yeah, like, I don't care about your opinion. I think the young youth need to know that you shouldn't really care about people's opinions where you can't give a compliment on. You know what I'm saying? Like, think about that. If you don't give a compliment, like, let's run this scenario back. Say your friend got a haircut, right? He got a haircut, and you say,
But you, and he says, hey, look at the fresh cut, look at this new fit I got on. And then your words, the your answer to that is, you still look ugly, or you still can't pull no girls. You know what I'm saying? Like, or your cut ain't that good, like, or your clothes don't even fit that well. There's a little bit of hate in that. And even though as guys we think they were joking, oh, we were just joking. Yeah, I understand that we were just joking, but at the same time, if you sounded like you were a real hater, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I think like, oh, I was just joking. But you sound like it was a hating joke. So the only way to get a hating joke across is if you have some type of real hate about the person. You know what I'm saying? Because I love the people that I have around me. I don't mind complimenting them. I don't mind calling them, I don't mind saying like sexy or like, or cute or handsome. I don't mind that. You know what I'm saying? Because with friends, like saying, well, you have friends that are being like, oh, you ugly as shit, or no, that don't look cute. That's hate. Like, you're hating. You know what I'm saying? With friends like you, who needs enemies? You know what I'm saying? With friends like you, why would I want you around if you can't even compliment me? You know what I'm saying? Especially in public. You know what I'm saying? How come females can do it, but guys can't? You know what I'm saying? How come females can compliment each other's breasts and their asses and their lips and their eyes and their hair, and it's never, like, no one ever looks at them like, I wonder if they're lesbian. Like, no one ever says that. No one ever like, I wonder if they're lesbian. You think they're lesbian? You think, like, no, they're just complimenting. You know what I'm saying? Because they grew up knowing that it was okay. For guys, we grew up that it wasn't okay to compliment. You know what I'm saying? Because back in the 70s and 70s, 60s, and the 80s, that's how you can tell if somebody was gay back then, if guys compliment each other. You know what I'm saying? That's how they can tell. Now it's 2020. Now you can't even tell if somebody's gay or not. I've been to the gym plenty of times, and I'll maybe get a set in with somebody, and the most muscular dude in the world, and I'm like, oh, I'll, you might have a hop in your set. Oh yeah, cool dude, nothing wrong with him. And then I find out later on that he's gay during conversation, you know. I find out, I'm like, oh wow, you're gay. Like, oh yeah. But even when I find out, I'd never be like, oh, you're gay. Oh man, what the hell? You're gonna go to hell, or you're gonna. Like, I never had that hateness in me to be like, to judge somebody for their sexuality. You know what I'm saying? Like, if anything, hey, I'm happy that you're proud, that you're not only proud, but you're open about it, and you don't care, you don't mind talking about it. You know what I'm saying? Because this is just recent. Like, a lot of people, even though it's 2020, a lot of people are still afraid to come out as, you know, as gay or lesbian or transgender. Like, they're still afraid. You know what I'm saying? And that's a shame. You shouldn't be ashamed for who you are. I love giving compliments out because I love giving out good vibes. Doesn't matter if you're a guy or a woman, if you're straight or you're gay. I love giving compliments out because there's so much hate in this world that at some point we all have to start giving out love and appreciation. You know what I'm saying? And good vibes. That's what I'm about. I'm about good vibes. You know? But if you want to change, you have to be that change. You just can't say there's a lot of hate in the world, but then not bring any love to it and be like, I wonder why the world hasn't changed yet. I'll tell you why, because we all have to be our own starting point of bringing love to the world. You know what I'm saying? Good vibes only. I stand by that so much that it's how I let people into my life. Like, if you have good vibes and you're a positive person, I want you in my life because I want to, what's the right word for that? I want to build off you. I want to build off your good vibes, and I want you to build off my good vibes. And by then, we have a big circle of good vibes that starts to trickle throughout the world. That's just how I feel. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I don't mind complimenting people. It doesn't matter if you're straight or gay, man or woman. I will compliment you because we need that in this world. And no one should ever feel ashamed about their sexuality or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you should be proud for who you are. Simple as that. You know what I'm saying? But guys, that's my time. Thanks for listening. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope that you guys took something out of it. I just, like I said, I'm just trying to put good vibes out there. So, you guys stay safe. Enjoy. Show some love. Make sure you got the good positivity out there in the world. Spread it to everybody. I'm out. You've been listening to another episode of Philly Talks. I'm your host, Big Baby Steve, and we're out.